Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
To your husband, you'll be wondering, you know, you are calling him baby and the rest, then your in-laws are around. So amidst her siblings, one or two uncles, she now say, "So Simon, what were you saying yesterday?" Can you just meet me inside? Let me tell you what I was saying. Are you mad? You call me Simon. Is that not how I've been calling you? She doesn't call me Simon, and I'm not saying she should call me Simon. But take for instance, you understand what I'm trying to say? And you're like, see. Now, the reason why the man is warning her is not because he will have a problem with it if there was nobody there, but because of the people around. He doesn't want his ego to be thrashed to the ground. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Most men are like that. That's why sometimes if you talk to a man where a lady is, a lady he likes, you say, "This, are you a madman who take you?" And the girl he likes is around, the thing will pain them. Ayo, am I lying? Ayo. See, man, now you understand what I'm saying. Favor, am I lying? Am I lying? Just imagine that the girl you like is around. And I say, "Sense, are you stupid? On a normal ground, Sense would have obeyed and had no problem. But because a particular lady he likes in church is crush. You know, this generation, they say they have what they call crush. Crush, the one that is crushing his heart. Is around. Sense, are you mad? Sir, but you see Sense answering Pastor Peter. Sir, but I was not the one that kept it there now, sir. Sir, but no problem. I'll carry it, sir. But it's not me that kept it too, just for you to know, sir." And he's looking at the lady's face. I hope she's impressed. Alright, but what am I trying to say in essence? Learn to use the word of God. And I said, the reason why I was shocked was because somebody just, you know, there was a manifestation of the Spirit. And my wife was talking to me like I was still a normal human being. Not because it was out of disrespect. I just felt like when somebody has, you know, done some moves of the Spirit, you fear the man of God. But she was so normal with me, like I just killed a fly, not raised the dead. And I didn't say it to her. This is the first time she's knowing. She's okay with it. It's normal. One day we're talking. I said, "Light is coming now." In less than a few seconds, light came. She did not celebrate grace. She's here. All these sins she doesn't know. I'm telling her now. Because, you know, we want to be encouraged. She said, and she was operating. She did not stop at the phone she was operating. Wow. So, Pastor Simon, topic has finished. I was even thinking, man, this girl, does she know what I just did like this? I mean, I told her that I'm hearing the sound of light, and light just came. I thought she'd be like, "Jesus Christ, man of God, wow, what a realm, Jesus, man of God, I celebrate you." Nothing. You know, sometimes when they talk about hypes for a prophet, the reason why you can get in the flesh easily when you are hyped as a prophet, but you know, you can be boosted to be sustained in faith. Not hype though, when people celebrate the grace of God. Let me show you, because at first it will be honor if you are not too careful to enter into the flesh. That's why if you observe some prophets, why they prophesy, you see somebody say, "Prophesy, man of God." Then you will be surprised the person is still prophesying. The dangerous part of that is that you will easily enter into the flesh. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And start saying rubbish. But the little part of that thing I want to borrow to teach you is a place of honor. When somebody is honored, he explores even better the gift of God that is within him. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Are you people here? It's not human worship. Don't get me wrong. Versus somebody suspecting me that I'm entering human worship. I'm not entering human worship. I can never want anybody to worship me as a human being. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But you must understand the place of honor. It's very important. Alright, but this is the emphasis. Learn to use the word of God for small things yet. If not, you will not be able to use it for big things. Who by reason of use have gotten their senses, what? Exercise. It is by reason of use. Faith grows by use. As you use it, it grows. It comes by hearing. It grows by use for your good. The same voice that will tell you to avoid a lane where kidnappers are waiting for you in the front. The same voice that will tell you not to enter that car that is probably a one-chance car looking like a taxi yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? In Abuja, is the same voice that I told you before. Stand up and go to the kitchen. Your gas is on. You forgot to on. That's how it starts. It's in your house, and probably when the gas blows up, it will just burn some things in the kitchen. It will not kill you. So you don't think it's really anything. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Meanwhile, just to add a little bit, that God is even interested in your gas and your pot. He tells you to stand up and go and off it. You probably will hear. Some may not hear. But if you heard, when you go there, you are like, oh, Jesus, I thank you. You thought it was just something in your heart just telling you, like it has always been telling you. But it was the voice of God. And you off the gas and you give God all the praise. But you see, one thing that happened was that you now learned to hear the voice of God. That way he spoke to you now, you register it in your spirit that this is how God speaks. The next time you hear, go and do this, you stand up and go and do it, knowing that that's how he spoke to you about your gas yesterday. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, you are getting familiar with how God speaks to people. The next time again, you are in the market, he tells you, turn back. They are putting money, they are about to remove your money in your bag. You turn and somebody's hand is inside your bag. So you see, how did you get to this point? By reason of use. He started by the first time you obeyed, the second time you obeyed, the third time you obeyed. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? As you kept on obeying, you were growing. Till a point you were driving to Abuja and the Spirit of God says, stop. You stop. You see, why will you stop? You were used to hearing him. It's from the small moment to this big moment. As you stop, he said, come out from the car. And you come out. You think your car has a problem. You are checking. And as you raise your head, there's smoke at the front. And cars are running. Run, Fulani at the front. Listen, this is real. You now turn your car. If you were not used to his voice, you'd have not stopped at that point. People, are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Get to a point you are in the street of Abuja. You finish an interview at 10 p.m. and they had warned you about one chance. Alright? And now, because you have heard his voice about the kitchen, about the gas, about blah, 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 about the little things yet, he now speaks to you, don't enter this car. No argument. He said, okay, you can go. No, okay, you can go. Then you hear. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That one chance, blah, blah. Somehow you just got to find out that car you refused to enter took somebody. One chance. Yesterday we were driving with Pastor Keane and one of these land agents. And I was trying to turn. I was trafficating normally for about 10 seconds. Meaning I want to go to the left. I checked my side windows. No car behind me. This side, no car. I always used to help Okada think in this town. I know what I'm telling people. When you have your car, help Okada people to think. Don't assume they are thinking. And not just Okada people. Help everybody driving to think. Think for yourself and for the person driving. Don't say, according to the law, they are supposed to wait. Even if you trafficate, check. You see this trafficate? Some people did not go to driving school. That trafficate now, they think you are telling them, hi. And after 10 seconds, I said, let me enter. So I pushed the car small. And I heard a voice say, wait small. I wanted to enter, free road. And I said, let me wait small. As I waited, a car just passed me. Pew! People started saying, idiot, stupid car. People were insulting him for me. That would have been worse if he hit me. Because as I turned, it was driver's side. He will hit me. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is me he will hit. From the car, he will hit me. Yes, fire. But see, what protected me here? That voice that I've been familiar with. He said, wait. Wait for a moment. That little moment. You see, accident, right? People that have had accident. You know, how many of you have had accident? Have you had accident before, Pastor? When you have had accident with a car, you become humble. You know when people say, why did he blah 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 blah? Why was he? He was on speed. You've not had accidents. When you have accident, there's this natural humility that enters you. Such that when you see somebody that has accident, you don't ask him, why were you not careful? You just say, brother, sorry. Because you remember when you were very careful. Then somebody just came from nowhere. Boom! Accident used to happen like half of a second. As you just open your eye, you are in it. And you are asking yourself, me too, I have accident. My first major accident, I was asking myself, so this is how I have had accident too. I tell you the truth, I was thinking it's a dream. The first one, the guy just entered. Pew! This church road here. You know this place, this other road by the side, what do they call that road? Skyfall. That road by the right. I was just coming. The guy was coming with this small bike. Like this, how he stood on the bike. When he was coming, when I saw him, I now dodged to this other side. He now followed me too. I thought as I'm dodging, he will follow. He followed me and hit my car, hit the windscreen, landed on it. Boy, this is how I off the car. I just raised my hand like this. I was looking at the guy. Okada people were like, Pastor, leave the idiot, leave him, leave him, leave him. They were shouting, leave him there, let him die. One man just came and said, Pastor, you are a pastor, you will not just leave him with my brother. Let's carry him to the hospital. We took him and ran to the nearest hospital and they began to treat him. Now the family came, were apologizing, sir, sorry for the loss, blah, blah, blah. The guy finished, when he now got himself, he said, how do you know hit him? He hit me. I said, hey. Oh my God. He was not saying that I was the one that followed him, that when he dodged me, I followed him again. I say, my God, if I left that boy on that road now, I don't think there will be no... He will not have mouth to talk. I just carried my car and I drove away. I said, it's okay. I went and I fixed it. Budget of 100K that I did not plan. God spent. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Now, I give God praise. Just for me, one day, I dropped my mother off somewhere. So she wanted to enter a particular street that was rough. And I was coming to church. So a bike wanted to take her to the specific place because the road was bad and not motorable. And the bike said, Pastor. I said, yes. He said, do you don't remember me? I said, no. Remember one accident? Blah, 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 blah. I said, yes. The boy have died. I said, hey. I said, I hope it's not my accident. I said, no. They caught him stealing. They caught him stealing and they burnt him to ashes. You know, I remember that day I was leaving, I told pastors. I said, when some people want to die, don't be part of their death. Sometimes you can sense somebody's about to eliminate himself from the earth. I said, don't be part. Don't give them any reason to think you were part of it. We will go and fix this thing. I will trust God somehow. And we left. I sensed that boy wanted to kill himself. Because for somebody to help you and you to open your mouth and say, you are the one that hit me. No. It's not like I'm saying you must pay fire by fire. And you know, they brought a police officer that was saying, Pastor, pay. I said, I told the woman, I said, before you wore uniform, I saw where they were shooting guns. I said, young woman, go and sit there and keep your mouth shut. Now, I'm being sincere. I told her that. I sit there, keep your mouth shut, and watch that young man. And I drove off. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when I heard that, I was not happy that he died that way. But he died. My emphasis was accident. One time again, I was driving to Air Force Base. I came back from Kaduna. I drove from Kaduna. I came back. Somebody that came back from Kaduna does not know how to drive. In my town now, let me enter Air Force Base. I was gymming. Gymming that did not produce any fruit. I was going to gym. If I say I had gym before, will you believe? Isn't it me that I haven't caused that problem for myself? Maybe I would have stayed at home. Cause no evidence. I was going and just early in the morning as I was driving, somebody just came up from the bush with bike. Pew! I said, Jesus Christ. So I tried to dodge the guy. I don't know if you have had that experience before. You just be driving, someone will just come up from the road. Pew! Pastor Peter said there's a name they used to call it. I think you were explaining to me that time. Eh? You just say, maybe there's no car on the road, let me just enter anyhow. Pew! And while he entered, I tried to dodge him. I saw myself climbing ridges. Different ridges for yam. And I saw this hill, ant hill. I thought I'll hit it. I closed my eye. When I closed my eye, I saw that I passed the ant hill. I saw this pole for electricity. I closed my eye. I saw that I passed the pole. I knew that somebody has his hand on this steering. I went till I hit one building. Boom, he just stopped. I came out of the car, came out with the key, sat down by the side. People came. They're trying to unlock the car. Huh? Where? Break the windscreen. I said, don't break my car. They said, who is the person? I said, I'm the one. They said, lie down. They were hitting my head. Lie down on the ground. Lie down. Bring water. I said, hey, hey, stop. I'm fine. My neighbor came. He said, the pain will not start now. It will start by 1 a.m. in the night. That if the pain starts, I should just dial his number. He will rush me to the hospital. They couldn't believe it. Nothing happened. But this is the point. Accident. You can't truly tell. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Just half of a second, it has manifested. But that's still small voice of the Holy Spirit. If you have been familiar with the voice of God. That's why when we tell people God gives a wife, they argue with us. Have you heard people like that? So God told me she's my wife. Oh, don't lie with the name of God. God does not give anybody wife. Rubbish. God does not give wife. The most important decision you can make in your life, God will not be involved. See, we have grown so much. We have lived in this world so much. So often, I used to tell some pastors, I say, you people are the one disturbing yourself. Tell them, marry anything in your mind. If you want to finish, if you want to finish early, not finish strong, finish early, marry wrongly. If you are not compatible, you almost want to kill. In fact, I heard a story. A lady, a young girl, was telling us how that somebody was asking her out. And was telling them that he was praying for his wife to die. He was married. And she said she went, she was close to the woman and was wondering, what is wrong with this woman that this one is praying for her to die? He said, I wish my wife can die. I really like you. It is you that I like. People of God, you know, as I'm saying this thing, you think it's a fairy tale. It is true. There are many people like that. Some men will say, marry your spec. They have, look at their spec. They have checked all the spec down to the last drop. They married their spec. But when they married the spec, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the marriage, they've had enough. Now they want to explore other options. That's why I tell people, all these things they're saying, marry who you like. Who do you like? Stand up here. And anybody here, stand up, tell me who you like. It's his flesh you describe. I love them tall. I love them. I love them Coca-Cola body. It is rubbish. That'll be coming out from our mouth. Rubbish. What do you like? Nothing about the soul. Then the best we can have around the soul is, I love the way she smiles or he smiles. I love the way his nose folds when he laughs. That's the best we may get around the soul. Everything is entirely flesh. That's the kind of person that should make a choice on who to marry. Somebody that does not know what is good for her or for him. Or for our own, we can do nothing. Are you listening to me? If God leaves us, all we will choose is flesh. We will choose what will kill us. Because all of you sitting there, you are very sure you know who you want to marry. You think you know. You are very sure. Stella can pretend for 5 years. As long as you have not put Stella in the house, she can pretend. The day you marry Stella, and Stella wakes up in the morning with a pot of Indomie and comes to the parlor and she's scratching it. Like, Jesus Christ, this is not what I signed for. I thought you were so demure. Considering how you do your hair, considering how you just, in fact, how you fold your mouth when you talk. When you are talking, you'll be doing like this. What is the connection between like this and spreading your leg with Indomie and wrapper on the parlor? Floor of the parlor. What's the connection? You see the man of God saying, I've been greatly deceived. That's just the tip of the iceberg. The next one, Stella will fold her up and said, we will enter one trouser today. You are not going anywhere. She learned all those keys from where she's coming from. But what are you saying in church? Pater Nostra. Quieli shells. Oh, Dominus Episcopus. Hallelujah. Ooh. That was Stella in church. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? Stella kneels down. Oh, Kweme. Oh, God. And the guy is like, dear, my Stella is killing me in worship. You see? And it goes for Stella. I was hearing an Anglican bishop. He was explaining about his wife. He said when he was sick, sickness that was leading her on to death, his wife would kneel down and cry and pray to God. She was not his wife at that time. Pray. Then finally, he got healed. He now said he must marry this girl. Now he was applauding his wife, but they are still married. He said he must marry. He was telling a good testimony. He said, but oh, let me tell you people something that I must tell you people. Thank God she's not here. She was not in the meeting. He said, I thought this woman was only a prayer warrior. And when I married her, me, Archbishop, I was a bishop at that time. She would argue with me to the bedroom. When I finished on the bedroom and I'm wearing my cloth, wearing my bishop, she would still be arguing with me in my mitre. I said, hey. He said he was shocked. He said, but you see, her own was not so bad. I'm just trying to paint a picture that even ladies in church can argue. Huh? Yes, they can argue, but not unto death. There's argument unto death. He said the blessing for his wife was that, he said, all these spiritual ladies, good Christian ladies, they always have one thing that God will use to save you from trouble. He said his wife, God has through his wife saved him from many troubles. What I'm trying to say is that some of you, I'm just adding this one to what I'm saying. Some of you, you want to get married and you are looking for someone that does not know how to talk. They don't exist. I've been saying this thing for many years. You think it's a joke. Say, Pastor, why do you know? Why are you saying they don't exist? Does your wife not exist? The Lord give you understanding. What I'm trying to make you understand is that nobody like that exists. You see this person I'm talking to like this? She is not in the realm. Even her. Pastor, okay, am I lying? Answer with caution, but no problem. I understand what is happening. She is the reason why he can't answer. Now, they don't exist. People think they exist. You know, sometimes when I look at young men, Sakai. No, a young man came to my house. No, we met in school one years ago. He said, sir, I'm sowing a seed on your life. I collected it and pocketed it. Considering the woman, I want to have a woman like you. I said, oh, thank you. Your wife does not talk. I said, wow, yeah, she doesn't. I was pocketing 7K. I pocket the money well. She doesn't talk. She's so. I want a woman that does not talk. I said, wow, may the Lord give you what you are looking for. Amen. I went and ate with the money. I said, God, thank God for the seed. I hope this seed will bring bountiful of harvest for that young man. They are not bad. A brother came to me and said, sir, now this one was, you know, there are some that their argument, their mouth is promas. They have mouth promas. Their mouth have been touched with hot coal of fire in the demonic realm. There's nothing they cannot insult, even fly. They'll talk to a fly, the fly will say, sorry, ma. They are that wicked with their mouth. First type, you need deliverance, real one. Now, as a woman, don't you know, as a woman, we have to talk? Eh? Calm down. You know, a young man one time, he came to me, he said, sir, I will not do it again. I said, what happened? He said, sir, the way she speak to me, she said, I don't feel honorable. He wants to cry. I said, hey, you want to cry? He said, no, sir. I said, but you came here not just love, you are in love. Why are you crying? Why are you looking like you want? I said, you must finish this up, please. It's better I stay 7 years without marrying, like you always say, punishment. You see, you choose 7 years over. I said, this matter is serious. So, what did she do? And let me put a balance. Ladies, a lot of times you think you did not do anything. I just told him. He was coming back from work. Coming back from work. Mark that one. Coming back from work. Coming back from people disrespecting him. Some shouting at him. Some talking to him anyhow. And as he entered the house, he opened the door. Why do you not off the water heater before you left? So that's his character. Every time he will not off water it. Every time he's not off. And he's saying, calm down. Just tell me why you did not off it. Why are you like this? I thought I married somebody that feared God. What is the connection between this one and fearing God? And the man is just wondering, if the man uses his left hand, he knows you'll be in hell. If you use his right hand, he knows you'll be in heaven. Yet he's keeping all of these Moses because he respects you. And they now push you on the chest. I've heard cases like that. What, some again will talk and be, what is wrong with you? You are telling somebody that is your senior your brother, senior your elder sister. You are looking at it. Why? I don't know why. You are telling a man, I don't know why. Your hand will come there if it's Prophet Simon. There are ladies that talk like that. They don't know where a man is. And you know, if you check it, they have genuine reason why they are angry. But you see, that anger was wrongly dispelled. Are you listening to me? They have valid points, but they don't know how to put it together. You can be very beautiful as a woman. If you don't know how to talk, no man will like you. I'm telling you, they may just have to do one to most stupid men will want to do something with you, maybe have sex with you, and forget about you. They can't imagine you being the mother of their children. They can't. Because they know that at a point when they are ready to be stable, for those ones that always misbehave, you will not count. You will kill them. So don't look for a woman that, you know, and you see, there's a slogan with most young men. They may not be saying it out. They'll be wearing this fine guess, not a guess sense. They used to say those things. Fine guess, not a guess sense. That's why sometimes you see some young men. They want to get married. You'll be wondering. It's not like the women are not beautiful. They are God's image and likeness. But you know what I'm talking about. The Lord give us understanding. And you're like, people of God, what is happening in this place now? Why this brother marry? Why? Is she not a human being? She is. But you understand what I'm trying to say. He will date all of those ones. Then he will now come and settle for this one. You now ask him why. You said, I chose peace. Because in the conversation, he was seeing problem. Hey, when I went out with my friend, oh my God, you need to see what they were wearing. Hey, I killed that party. And the man is registering. God forbid. See, me can't marry this one. God forbid. When he came back home and he said he had an idea, there was something he was saying. So I said, my birthday shoot is coming up in 2 weeks. I need to buy that hair. He's telling you that there's an idea he got and he needs like 200k. And you're like, your birthday is in 2 weeks, you need 250k. He needs 250 to implement this idea. You need 250 for your birthday shoot. And the man says, okay, no problem. I'll send the money in the evening. Then in the evening, he sends an SMS. Please, I can't continue this relationship. I think God just spoke to me that you are not the one. Please just find peace wherever you are. And continue wherever. And you see them going out and tell, he's a stupid man, useless human being. Just because I asked that idiot for 250, come on, 250. What your mates are giving people 500,000, 1 million. You are here, and you want to marry. Can you manage this? No, even your friend will not want her daughter to marry a woman like you. Your friend, that you are doing that thing together, she will not want her daughter to marry a woman like you. Her son, to marry a woman like you. Because you are a disaster, you are a time bomb. If you enter that man's life, you will explode his life and his career and everything that concerns him. Men don't want problem. Most men don't want, I'm telling you the truth, it's not a joke. What they want is peace. That's why most men avoid their houses when they marry. Some of them. You go where he said, where Oche is now? Where is Mr. Oche is now? Is in Kwariasa. He left Kwariasa and Nanda is married before he even got married. Why is Oche always in church? So I'm caught up for the things of God. I love the things of God. Tell us the truth. Why are you avoiding your house, Oche? Meanwhile, there are some men that cannot do without their house. Any small thing. I'm at home, my wife is waiting for me. You'll be wondering, now only you don't marry. It's because of the peace. Be a source of peace to your husband. Are you listening to me? You can start practicing it now. Teaching you how to use the word of God. That will make you a wife. At this age, if all that matters to you is photo shoot. Some of you, if your birthday wants to come, that is when you become the most creative. There is nothing you will not snap. There is no idea you will not see. You saw this partnership you have not been paying. You pay 3 month partnership on yourself in one day. Because you are about to snap a new picture. And God is looking at you. That is why the good men, God will collect them from you. Because you will kill those men. God cannot carry courage with his consecration like this. Come. The way it is like this. I know those kind of girls are not here. So let's imagine those kind of girls are here, for instance. I can't call anybody and say, for example. Because if I say, for example, say, this church people, the way you people behave, you start joking with that person. So let's say there's a person like that. God will not carry courage. All he's taking, this young man, you know, all he's taking now is his life, his money, and himself. That's what is in this man's mind. This man is not thinking of anything marriage. I am very sure I'm the one that will force him to marry at the right time. Because all this boy is thinking of now is himself, his God, his money. I know very well. Hallelujah to Jesus. No! Courage considers marriage. We're able to draw him out of the eunuch line. Bring him into time. And say, courage, marriage, manage marriage. Thou consecrated servant of the Lord. And he considers this vain thing. And begins to sort for a wife. And as he's watching, he picks one. I know one terrible thing I'll just add is that most of these boys that lack prayer can pick wrong women. But let me not go there so that they will not get. They can pick. One of my friends said, we're praying together with this young man. When the guy wanted to pick you, he picked a woman that bust three over here and put nose rings on. We say, hey, what is that? He said, that's how I like them. I said, Jesus Christ. He didn't carry one from their fellowship. I hope you are not like that. Okay. And now you come into this man's life. All you are talking about is weak. He's thinking of how much you invest in a coin that will produce a certain kind of amount. You get what I'm trying to say? I'm thinking of withdrawing the money like 5 million in like 5 years time or 3 years time. And he's just arranging that money. And you come and say, I need over 250 for a particular week. The way the man is now, he will ask you a question. Have you prayed about it? Do you truly need that week? Do you truly think you need it? Say, why do I need to pray about it? No. There are some things that seem right to men, but the end of it is destruction. We have to invest in the things that are eternal. What you are investing in is a vain thing. And you hear, say, no, I cannot continue this kind of thing. God forbid. God, they give people husband, give me God forbid. And when you pressurize the man so much, then another time he said, can I come around? I want us to hang out. He said, no, we can hang from where you are. Let's be talking. So no, I need to come to your house. We need to have fun. He has fun. Then the consecration antenna rises up. He said, fun? No. Young woman, we need to go on 7 days fasting. We are seeming to tilting towards the flesh. So we'll start tomorrow 6 to 6. 2 hours prayer at the base. Thank you very much for thinking of that. Some ladies want to come and just want to sit with their boyfriend and put their head on his lap. And so, did you see how Pastor Emma sang in church today? But because of his consecration. Are you people learning something tonight? Because some of you, when you want to get into a relationship in this church, that's the first thing in your mind. Courage, Coco, are you at home? Corey, Corey, you did house, and you knock with your cooler. I brought you something. You like it? Yes. When you taste it, the guy is knowing that his Christianity is going. Even as he's eating the food, he can sense something. There's danger. There's danger. And it is small, small. By the reason of use, he's getting used to you. As you are coming close, he's getting used to you. Firstly, when you come and touch Corey's hand like this, you don't need to touch me like that. Let's talk from here. The time will come for all these things. There's time for everything. Now, Corey is the one of them bringing hand, and Corey is now doing you like this inside your hand. It's small, small. You are coming to the house. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? A point comes. You palm courage. He looks at the sky. But now you palm him. He palms you even better. You see? It's small, small. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Such a young man, most of the time, will have a problem with such a relationship. And anybody who loves the Lord like that will have a problem with relationship because your emphasis are wrong things. Your own is weak. Your own is have fun. Your own is this. You want your relationship to be like the one you are watching on TV. You want to put big baggy. You want him to start wearing baggy. There's one time I saw one of my pastor with a certain kind of shoe I'd never seen him wear before. I've never worn before. Go and sit down. And I saw that the lady was so excited that day he wore the shoe. So after the service, I called him. I said, when did we start wearing this kind of shoe? It's not a sin, no, but when our tribe, when did we start wearing this kind of shoe? He said, no, sir, it's my girlfriend that bought it for me. That time, the girlfriend. I said, yeah. She said, it will fit me more. I said, okay. And I called her for a special meeting. I said, in our tribe, we don't wear this shoe. Is this how you want your husband to be? She said, no, sir, it's just because I think it will fit him. I said, stop wanting wrong things to fit your son. The son of God, I mean, son of man. One time another young pastor came to greet me in Abuja and now saw chain on his neck. Are you not surprised? From this kind of place. Chain. I said, just saw me, I celebrate you, sir. I just said, yes, I celebrated you, so I cut the chain. I see those things very fast. Very, very fast. I said, when did we start wearing chain? This is my fiancé that bought it for me. I knew it will not last. I said, why? He said, sir, it's not bad. It's so that he will just look quite a little bit different. He's too one kind, too stiff. I said, You reach, There are some people like that. A man needs to work on you. You are working on the man. We need to get you spiritualized. You are trying to canalize the human being. Are you listening to me? I know a lot of things my wife stopped because of me. They were not seen, but they were not just necessary. She stopped not because I told her to stop. She found out that if it is because of me, that thing will never happen in the house. She knew from the relationship. She knew the kind of place I will never go. Not demonic places. Even open places sometimes. I don't like open places. Go and sit down and be doing what? We'll go and sit down with Matt. All of those things. We'll do it in the house. I always used to tell her. In fact, when nobody is seen, it's even better. Let's play, isn't it? Don't we play at home? Why a shame? They are better. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you guys here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Very important. So young men, young women, there is time for what? Everything. But the focal point, reason of use. I've gotten what? Their senses exercise. I was talking about listening to God for whom to marry. If you have been hearing God, the gas, the this, the that, then he suggests to you who to what? Marry. And the ladies too, if you have been hearing God, he will affirm to you that he is the man. Because you, God does the affirmation, not tells you who to marry, isn't it? As a lady, if for instance, Pastor Phil comes and says, you are my wife, what will you do? You're not going to ask God to tell you who your husband is, whether he's another person. Because God will not tell you that your husband is so person if the person has not come to you yet. But because Pastor Phil has come, God may now say, okay, he is the one or he is not the one. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He will affirm. And any man that does not want you to take your time and affirm has a wrong agenda. You can't tell a lady that God said you are my own, then tomorrow we are expecting an answer. Leave her to pray. Let her take her time and pray. Even as a pastor, I allowed this woman to pray, even though she took so long in her prayer. I didn't have a problem with that. She took her time and prayed. In fact, when I was about to, somebody else was posting her. Yes. And they had gone far. Me, I just came. So when I spoke, I said, this one is a function of God's mercy. So as I spoke, I just forgot about it. And God encountered her. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I'd already made up my mind. I was ready to lose it. The Bible says, he that loves his life loses it. It's not a do or die affair. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Most young men should know this. Relationship is not a word. Do or die affair. One of my funny friends in Jersey, he said, don't kill yourself over a lady. You go thank God later. He's a very funny guy. He's a carnal thought. I don't want to explain what it means. But let me give you an idea. You know what it means by you go thank God later? It's if a woman is doing shaka, don't kill yourself. You go thank God later. Meaning you will see another final one tomorrow. Keep on moving. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? They tell you no, move on. Just that don't make your name to be called Noah. Now when sisters in church sit down, they say, somebody say, I have a gist. Okay. Jairi. He asks you how to. Hey, oh, Jairi, you are the best. Jairi has asked over 5 ladies and coincidentally 5 of them are sitting out together. And when they raise the name Jairi, they've given him a name, Noah. Brother Noah. Everybody have said no. Don't be trying your luck with girls in church. We're doing it. Sometimes you see very innocent boys, they like girls. You see them looking spiritual, like Benjamin, like this. I'm not saying he likes girls. You see them looking this innocent, but they can follow women. They can't use their eye and look at a fine girl, pass and go and sit down successfully. They have seen her in the realm of the spirit as their wife. There was one gentle young man that was in church, so gentle. I don't want to call his name. Many years ago in our former venue. If you see that guy, the way he walks like a saint. So gentle. You will not even imagine. In fact, when he's around ladies, you will not say protect the girls. You will say, girls, protect him. He's so fragile. He was that gentle looking, the way he spoke and the rest. And I don't still consider him a bad person, but he didn't guard his life in this area. One day we're in a meeting and I was receiving a report that somebody was being asked out by him. So I was laughing that probably he was truly in love. Just for me, before they finished reporting this, all HOD says, sir, he has asked like two girls in our department. I say, hey. And I'm joking. I say, this one I've sent broadcast message to girls. And he's looking for the ones that will say yes. I was so shocked he did that. I had to call him to my office. I said, you have asked more than 9 ladies out at the same time? Are you all listening to me? As all of you are seated here as young men, there's only one person for you to marry. One. If you don't work on you allow the Holy Ghost to work on you, you will not have that patience. You have only one person to marry, all of you here. Including all of you chatting with like 5 girls on Facebook Messenger. It's one you marry. All of you, are you listening to me? One. And if you don't have what it takes to manage one, you will kill yourself as a young man. Let me end with this. There are a lot of things you can do with this your life. Beyond chasing after women, chasing after men, chasing after material things. God wants you to make impact. I cannot trade impact on the altar of fine girls. No offense. It's just the truth. I'll be a coward to do that. Are you listening to me? Yes, I told some leaders one time, I said, this life, you live it just once. Why will you trade it because of fine girls, fine boys? No. You can't do that. Marry who God wants you to marry. Problem with it. I just have to say it in a story. But if I follow my heart, I never make a mistake. Learn this. All of you in crypto. Firstly, don't do that kind of fake crypto that, I'm against Ponzi scheme. put this, nobody should bring that in this church. If you put this, you give 10,000, you now bring five people, you get 2 to 5, you now withdraw. If you get to 20,000, you now, if I see that thing in GCMI, you know that thing has disadvantage. Me now as a pastor, I can do it. Plenty of people will register under me. My wife to plenty. The last person that will register under all of us, what will the person get? The last five people, what will they even get? They have not reached the threshold for withdrawing. So pastor has withdrawn. Person that brought it to pastor is at the front of pastor. Then many people will suffer. It will not be as if it is GCMI that robbed them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So when I thought about that, and I said Ponzi scheme, that there's another side of crypto I heard recently, that people create coin, and when people buy the coin and buy the coin and buy the coin, then they just remove the coin. I don't know if you heard that thing happening recently. Call what? Rug pull. Okay, rug pull. When people buy, you now remove. We even heard one rumor of one pastor in Jos, Pastor Datchomo, that they use his name to create a coin called Fight of Faith. And when people bought the coin to support the man of God, they now pull it. And the guys had over 70 million, 6 something million. Man, that's terrible. And the pastor came out. I didn't know that it was the people he was cursing. No. It's all of you that use my name to create coin. God will curse you people. God will punish. You see, as I'm swearing, I swear does not fall to the ground. I didn't know it was them. Imagine the atrocity. See, if you're not careful, money will make you do stupid things. Pursuit for money. Are you all listening to me? It will make you choose stupid options. The worst set of people sometimes. When I, one time I made up my mind to help a lady through school. She was into prostitution. I gathered some of my friends. It was by force giving to gather her school fees and the rest. When I was speaking to the lady, I was so irritated. You know, sometimes we have all the reasons. Alright? We have all the excuse. You know, as a matter of fact, I believe there's no difference between politicians and Yahoo people. I don't believe there's a difference. Yes. Alright? But I don't support Yahoo. No matter what, don't get into that life. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? You are destroying the quality of your person. Because at the end of everything, when they catch you, they will still find that you should die or rot in jail. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You have to be wise. Wisdom is profitable to what? Direct. Do you know you can make money legitimately? Real money. Not just working hard, working smart. Yesterday I was talking to my tech guys. I asked them a question. I said the time that they wanted to do Facebook, I'm sure that there were like 1,000 people he gathered. Or let's say 100 people he gathered. But probably less than 20 agreed to do the job with him. Am I saying the right thing?
Yes, sir.
We've been taught in Africa not to value hard work, because we have seen people who were not hard working and became successful, because success has different definitions to different people. For many people, success is having a lot of money, isn't it? So we've seen many people who didn't work hard as politicians, stole people's money, and you know, like what Wike is doing in Abuja right now, stealing people's land and the rest. We see people do all those kind of things. Hallelujah to Jesus. And sometimes young people are like, well, the country is scattered. Me too, I don't care. I'll start doing Yahoo. It's not an excuse. It's not. Because most of these people that are doing Yahoo, it starts without blood. It ends with blood. And even if it's not without blood, somebody, see the way they were laying curse on those people that stole money, that faith, fight of faith coin. See the way that pastor, in that kind of agony, spoke against them. He cursed them. Curse them. You think that thing will not follow them? Use somebody's name to make that kind of money? A lot of time it is because you have wrongly entered into a lifestyle you want to sustain. You make your first 5 million as a Yahoo boy, you buy Benz 2.5. Now you have to maintain the Benz, so you keep on living that kind of bad life. That's the problem with most people. And there are some people that they are not in Yahoo, but they are in agony. You collect 300k, you want to buy Benz of 5 million. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you start trying all your best to buy the Benz 5, you bought the Benz 5 million. For instance, you took loan or something. Now you are paying loan 250. What is remaining is 50,000. How do you fuel car? 50,000. How do you repair your car when it's spoiled? 50,000. Is it possible? Now you have taken loan, you are paying loan, you are collecting loan to repair car. I don't know that I get what I'm trying to say. And if you know car, the worst kind of car to buy for a starter is Benz. One part, 150,000. Ball joint that everybody knows that ball joint doesn't surpass 10,000. You are hearing that your own is 50,000. Tire that everybody buys 50,000, you hear that your own is 100 and something thousand. I wonder what is happening in this nation. Brother, you are the one that bought Benz. Don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. You're in a relationship, the lady is billing you, break up. Simple and short. She's billing you too much. Break up. Data, you will sub. She's doing ajo, you will pay. Ajo simply means adashi. She wants to make her hair, you will pay. Mention all the wicked things ladies used to do. In fact, she's a woman, she can cook, but you are buying her lunch sometimes. Hello, babe. Hello, babe. Hello, babe. I am lazy. I cannot cook. You send money for lunch. Ayo, break up if you have that kind of person. You hear me? Young men and women, break up. Take this advice from your pastor. You can't be living two lives at the same time. Huh? You can't be paying your own rent and you are paying a lady's rent. She's living in a house of 300. You two, you are living in a house of, 250. She 300. You buy everything in the house. You are a foolish man. You are not wise. When they talk to you, say, we are Christians. There's a way life should be. Listen, brother. That's not how things should be. Make sure she's living in a house of 50,000 to 100,000. Let her know that she doesn't have what it takes to have a house of 300,000. You are not catching this thing. You see, my sister Flora is looking at me one kind. Let me come around her. I will not pay her house for 250. Because she has no rich. She'll be telling people our brother is a general. Let her live in a house where she'll go and share the restroom. So that she will know that she'll work hard. No, as I'm talking now, some men are like, hey, but thank God I don't marry prophet. Or some women, oh, Jesus Christ. My wife is enjoying it. But she has the right mindset. A lot of time when you do that for women, I hope I've not lost touch with God to some of you now. Am I still Prophet Simon? Yes, sir. Have you heard of men that carry women, train, they now marry another person? It's good for those men. They are the ones that spoil the women. You want to give a woman her school fees. If it's 50,000, give her like 30,000 or 20,000. You see, they didn't catch that in now. You are teaching her how to be responsible with her life. You are teaching her how to manage money. You will pay school fees. She will take ladies, her friends out. That evening, when we go chop Indomie, my guy, day full ground. Are you learning wisdom? I know I'm not getting all the accolades again. I'm still Prophet Simon, your favorite preacher. You must teach women how to, not that a tough season may not come where you can give a woman 1 million. You can give a woman up to 1 million. If it's really worth it. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? But what I'm trying to say, culture her to learn the value of money. Else one day you'll be in a meeting, they'll message you that Maggie has finished. And that you should send money, else there'll be no food. If you come back home. Did you hear of that one man that divorced his wife, diapers for a baby? He was in a serious business meeting and she kept on ringing, and when he went out to excuse the diapers are finished, he did not give money for diapers before you left. He ended the call, went for the meeting, blocked her line, came back and filed for a divorce. And when he went to the court, he said, sir, Can you imagine? What finished in the house was diapers. My wife called me when I was 3 states away to send money for diapers, sir. Everything in the house was okay.
Sorry.
The judge too was shocked. He said, "Madam, you called Oga for diapers?" She said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Madam, why? You didn't have money to buy diapers." "Sir, he did not give." "Did he give money for food?" "Yes, sir." "Money for gas?" "Yes, sir." Money for... "And he forgot to give her diapers?" "Yes, sir. That's why I called him to send for diapers." As I'm talking, some women are saying, Kai. They will ask for diapers if they did not hear this message. They will ask for money for diapers. You are married to a man, he's paying rent. You don't know how he's paying the rent. He's doing everything. You know, the day they say they see human head in his car, why are you surprised? This man, you know his salary. Your rent is 1 million. You know his salary. Now he said, "Let's pay rent." You are saying, "The God that brought you into my life shall sustain you." Though your beginning may be small, your later end will what? Greatly increase. And some women are like, "I am in the kitchen. I do this. I do that. And I will still contribute money." Okay, let the man do the kitchen work. Most of you will not eat your husband's food. Will you eat? This thing of men to be in the kitchen, most women are just pretending. They are being hypocrites. Okay. Last night I told my wife, "Let me cook for her." She refused. The last time I cooked, she refused to eat. What am I going to do in the kitchen? How many women here can eat men's food? You can look at a man's food and eat with one heart. The way you look at the food, the way the food is telling you, "Don't come near me or you die," you will not even come. What do you even want? So at least you should come to the house, and when the woman is boiling water, she should be cutting onions. How many men know how to cut onions? Women are so funny that when a man is cutting onions, they collect and cut it again. A man wash plate, they collect and wash again. Okay, what am I now doing? I wash plate, I saw all the stain, I remove it, I rinse it, I kept it just for me to come back and I see they are rinsing all my plate. And I'm asking myself, what is my use then in this kitchen? So I've learned. The next time now, I will not enter kitchen. Because my use in the kitchen is what? Completely what? Useless. As a pastor, I've learned to. You can't come to me and say, "My husband is not helping me fetch water. My husband is not." I used to tell my wife, ask questions. "Woman, my husband is not." Ask them question. How did you talk to your husband? Your wife will be doing something. You just sit down there. That's how you should. They speak. Then they'll rush to spiritual father. Let him tell them, "My friend, stand up. You are not fair on that man. It's not your home. It's his home." If God can open your eyes to see how women talk to men, I know you don't even know what prophet used to do to win Mama T. Prophet used to help Mama T and the kid prophet. Hey! Jesus Christ, oh Lord, have mercy. Talk! If you believe so, let your feet help you. You know, you don't say prophet. Oh God! Help Giazis to see. But I help my wife. I help her with some vital things. Like, for instance, I wash her car for her. When I'm washing my car, I wash her car. Amen. I do some kind of vital things. They are nice. Shows you have a heart. You want to say something? They are very much. When you talk to a man lightly, you know, imagine you want to talk to your husband. You see, they can't imagine themselves. Good morning, sir. I just wanted to bring a point to my dear husband. Some women are very bad with the talk. Let's imagine Pastor Wang and Pastor K. I'm sure she's not like that. She has always been calling him baby, but now she's offended at something. Then the next morning, Pastor K, stand up, please. I want to talk to you. Please, I want to talk to you. The way you are doing things, I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with it. And I remember I've been telling you this thing before we got married. And you promised to change, but you have not changed. I don't know why I'll be in the kitchen, for instance. You'll be in the parlor watching film. You'll be in the parlor watching film. It's not like I'm angry, or angry, bored. But what's the meaning of that? Does it mean that if you're a man, you cannot do... What's the meaning of that? That rubbish that men have, I will not take it. We're all human beings. Please. And if this continues, I'm going straight to Prophet to tell him. Hey, Prophet. Tell you, they talk like that. A man? You don't know who a man is. One of those days, many years ago, when we got married, I asked my wife what I did to her one time. When she was talking, I said, "Oh, shh, look at you." I just did my hand. I said, look at you. What are you saying? Small picking. Because I married you, I had to put up. I had to tell her about herself very well. I said, "See this small picking, Mama T, is me. I'm the one that gave you name Mama T. All your steals came from me. You are now using it against me. And my friend, move, close your mouth, move out, run from here." She just kept quiet. She just turned. I knew she was angry, but she couldn't say anything. Me, I don't correct with God will punish you. No, I don't do those things. You know my own kind of correction. I would assure you that I will not do it. Sometimes I will still not do it. That's my correction. After you are done saying your mind, I say, go and marry them. I'm not saying that's what happens in my home, but you talk to a man with what? Respect. Learn it. See, as I say, they can't imagine. My Lord, they will die. Some of them, they will die. My Lord, good morning. In fact, most ladies will say, "My Lord." They will burst with laughter. They will say, "Be like your mother, Sarah, who called Abraham my Lord." That's rejoice, but you see? Learn it. And listen, some of you, your mothers did not do it, does not mean you should not do it. Some of you saw where all you saw in your life is your mother holding your father's trousers like this. You're not going anywhere. You give me the money. You're not going. You're there at your mother's back. Give us the money. That's what you learned. So now that you are married, if you look at your husband's trouser, you are looking at where to time in case there's problem. You know where to hold because you watch that in your home. You can decide to make your home better. Are you listening to me? If you want to enjoy your home, make a man feel like a king. See, you will see all the qualities of a king. Just give him the honor that is due for a king. He will kill lion for your sake. There's nothing that man will not do for you. You want to see that if you want to know that a man can do something for his wife, there's a way you honor the man. Only he will be taking initiative. You just wake up one day, order you things online. Because the way you were greeting him is too much. The way you honor him is too much. He couldn't take. He wants to just reward you. Are you learning something tonight? Are you learning something tonight? Feminists, are you people hearing? I heard yes, sir. Should in case we have feminists in this place? Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you hearing me? Koya, I hope people don't have feminists in this place. We are equal with a man. We are equal. Can they give birth? What do you bring to the table? Children! If they don't want children, they should get out. Children, 9 months. 9 months. 9 months. Then when you talk deep, they begin to talk all those women issues. I go through blood, I beg you. Calm down. You know, women don't know that men too go through pains. Say, when we go through our pain, is it not God that created it? Have problem with God, not men. But I want to assure you that that your pain, I know, okay, as I'm talking, I don't want to say one pastor said it online. I know deal, but I will talk. Oh. Are you listening to me? Why are you not behaving nicely? I'm on my period. Why are you not you talk to people? Because no, it's not God's will. It's not God's will. Mary, the mother of Jesus, did not shout on people because she was on her period. Nobody even knew whether she had period. Because she was nice, calm, collected in the Bible. Esther was always calm and collected. Ruth was always calm and collected. Ah, the way ladies are bending their head, they are not pleased with my message. Men too go through pains. I know you are wondering what useless pain. We go. A man is sitting down in his house. One day I came to church, I saw Pastor Emma sitting down in this entrance on a hot afternoon. As if I came to the office, not that we caught ourselves doing the same thing, I just actually came to the office. I said, what are you doing here? He said, sir, I just came to read. I said, your big house, you have different rooms. Why not lock yourself in one of these? He said, sir, I just want to be in a neutral place. I just want to read. I just laugh. I say, oh, it's well. Read, young man, read. Hallelujah to Jesus. We are thinking about the home. Are you listening to me? Thinking about almost everything. Everything in the house. Men die more than women. With all the childbirth you are giving and the rest, which people die first in the house? Huh? Doesn't it prove to you that the pain of men is plentier than women? Women won't do plenty, but the children will not come and love the woman. Me, I learned to love my father because I'm a man. I started sowing seed. If not, if you follow your mother, you will never like your father. If you follow your mother, I'm not saying they'll tell you hate your father. There'll be doing things that will make you prefer them than your father. Anytime you come to the house, your father. So you two, you turn to your father, father. And the man is just looking at you. I remember one of those days I was judging a case. When I was done, my father just told me, he said, you are a man. You will learn with time. I felt one kind when I felt as if he infected me with something. Some years later, when I now remember the statement, I say, hey, I now understand though. He just told me, you are still young. You will learn with time. I found that most men are not loved. Are we together? They are not loved. Some of you, as I'm talking now, when I'm done, go and send your father money. Send him. You'll be shocked. Most of you, your father, nobody care about them. Nobody, including you. Nobody care about your father, including you. Yes. You, when last did you call your father and say, Dad, how's your health? How is everything? And you did not add, my sister has finished in school. When last? If you are here that you do that kind of thing, raise your hand. You just call your father, how are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Well, some of you, it's just like clearing the road for the future. I don't know how I got to this point of the sermon, but as well. And I hope you all learned something. Men, I hope you learned something. I'm for you people, I'm for women too. I hope you learned something. Very important. Start marrying early before we close. Eh? All of you, are you hearing me? Culture your life in a way you marry early. Are you hearing me, Bezis? Huh? When are you marrying, Bezis? Huh? Sorry? When are you getting married? You said what? You don't know. You are in this church. You don't know when you get married. Ha! I hope you don't like anybody in this choir. He can't understand you, Jesus Christ. This guy, he just came to church, he already likes somebody. If you like somebody, you should be thinking of marriage. Anybody that I catch liking somebody and you don't have a day you want to marry, unlike the person immediately. If your heart is telling you million, 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 think of match next year. At the same time, million, match. Everybody. Young men, are you hearing women? I said this before, let me do it one last time. Who is 23 in this place? 23. As a man, if you're a 23 person, come up. 23 year old. Young man, anybody? 22? Okay, come. Another 22 year old man? Come, why are you shy? If the Lord raises, why are you shy? I want to end with this. Another 22 year old man. How old are you? 24. Okay. 22 around there. 23? Oh, wow. Alright, if you are a lady and you are 22, wave your hand. 22, wave your hand. Precious, are you not 22? Comfort, how old are you? Eh? 23? 21? I'm not hearing how. 24? 4? Okay, you'll be 24 this year. That means you are 23 now. Who will be 24 this year too? Okay, you people now. You are debacle. How old are you, doctor? Eh? 19. Oh no, you have not reached for the example. You can sit down. Who is 24 as a young man? Come forward. Some of you can sit down. I didn't find people. Okay, which lady is 21? Come if you are 21. How old is Rejoice? How old are you? 22. Jesus Christ. Benjamin, what's wrong with you? Why did you come out so late? Rejoice, your senior. Dear Jesus. How old are you? Now, wow. Small picking. Come outside. Esther was trying to hide her age. Come. If you are 24, as a man, wave your hand. Come. Let's march. Come. As a lady, if you are 24, wave your hand. 23, come outside as women, as a lady. Precious, come outside. Christabel, how old are you? 25. Yeah. Agatava. 23, Bia. Yeah. I just want to do one analogy as we go home. Men that are 24, come now. Alright. Eh? Saints, how old are you? 21 and a half. How about you? 21 and a half. Come, two of you, still come. Please face yourself. Girls, face this side. Boys, face this side. Watch something. Culture has taught us wrongly. That's why people are not marrying early. You are 24, 21 and a half, 24, 22, 21 and a half. You are what? 20, what month? 1 month, January. Two of you should come and stand like this. 1 month, 1 month. But you're already 21. Who is 21 here again? Who is 21? Kira's sister, come. One month. August, one month. December. Everybody senior you. We'll be 22 this year. You can marry two wives. Come and stand here. One should be by your left, one by your right. No, we're not saying you can marry two wives in life. Oh. Just giving an example. Come and stay here. How old are you? 24. Who is 24 here? How old? 24. 1 month. April. 1 month. Who is 24 again? All of you are 23. Who is 23 here? My God. Benjamin, go and sit down. We don't have a match for you. Who is 23 in this place? No, two of you stand. Men who are 23, nobody? Miracle! How old are you? Miracle is 24 now. 20 what? 20 what? Come here. Come like this. Come here. See where you are going to turn when there's road here. 23, what month? February. Who is 23? How many of you are 23 here? What month? September. Good. Come and stand here. Face the public. You are what? He can still marry you and joy. What of you? February. Go. People should be at his side. Go. You senior him. He said February. How do you senior him? So you didn't know before that he can marry you. Now, wow. How about you? January. What of you? March. Okay, you are twins. Go there. All right, so if you can go and sit down. Let me just use these people. Now, look at it. Culture teaches that this cannot work. Am I saying the truth? Culture teaches, not culture that we learn to. We just grew up in life to realize that this girl can call this boy a small boy. Am I saying the truth? But if people see one reality now, older girls are marrying small boys. Because men are scarce now. But if for instance we didn't have this kind of culture, it would have not been like that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? These two can marry. This is 21, this is 21, this is 1 month. January, this is February. Perfect. So now, in case God wants to speak, they have a clue. They can marry. I'm not saying they are husband and wife. This is December. This is he senior two of them. He's a fafa. He can marry one out of the two. Then the last place, as I'm talking, you can go. This one is amidst four women. We're not saying he can marry four women. He's 23 and he's February. She's 23, she's April, September, 23, October, 23. He can marry anybody he wants to marry there. Are you listening to me? The only difference is this, before we close. As this young man is here, he has potential. He's my boy in the shop at Petra. As he's here now, the only thing you do is to realize the potential. I know some ladies will say that potential go chop. Realize the potential, hold his hand. That's all. You start from a one bedroom, you can grow to a two bedroom. People don't see, there's beauty in growth. You see, when you're with a man that you saw how people grow up together, is more perfect than enter a home where you know nothing about the wealth. They'll shut your mouth anytime they feel like shutting your mouth. It's true. Keep your pack your things and get up. Blah, 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 blah. I know some of you are saying, sir, you will stay with them when they grow, they'll still forget you. Not a man in Christ. Are you all listening to me? Not a man in what? Christ. Grow with the person. I know as we are talking now, most of these ladies here, this boy they've never dreamt. To them is media boy. As they are here now, these kind of boys are scared of them. I'm very sure, except this one has a very strong head. I'm very sure boys like this are not looking at this direction. Even if they are looking, it's just to do relationship and run away. People that are looking at this kind of ladies are people who are established in like as like doctors, you know, all those old men. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? This is what is making marriage hard for many young ladies. Some of you seated there, you don't even believe your husband is in this church. Why? If you find that as a lady you are getting big beyond measure, start jogging. Yes. Because God did not create any woman to be that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Except those that are naturally like that. But there are some that is laziness. If we take you on 5:5 in the morning, you will be so shocked. You will be like scriptural women. Have you been so blessed tonight? Yes, so young man, it's well with you. You can go and sit down. Let's be on our feet as we end. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for a wonderful service. As we've heard, it's a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. In Jesus' gracious name.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.